Living with War is the title of the new album by Neil Young. It's being put up on the internet today. CD copies are expected to reach stores within a week. There are 10 songs, some with horns and a 100-voice choir, and you get a sense of the subject matter from the titles. They include Shock and Awe, Looking for a Leader, and Let's Impeach the President. Tom Moon has a review.
Neil Young sure is mad.
Let's impeach the president for life.
He's been taking in all the news about Iraq, and he's seething. You can hear it in his flip-flop chorus.
Well, war is my last choice. We're going to smoke them out. Bring them on.
Well,
you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place. A wiretap requires a court order.
Saddam Hussein's got weapons of mass destruction.
Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, and it is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong, no one can now doubt the word of America.
Young recently told the Los Angeles Times that since the Iraq War started, he's been waiting for some angry young singer to step up with a broadside, or 10 of them, complaining about the current government in Washington. He waited until he could stand it no more. In a two-week burst beginning in late March, Neil Young wrote and recorded this cycle of raw, exasperated protest anthems, including the title track, which talks about the psychic pain of living with war.
And when the dawn breaks, I see my fellow man, and on the flat screen we kill and we're killed again. And when the night falls, I pray for peace, try to remember peace.
The songs seem almost unfinished, a visceral first response to the horrific. On most of them, Neil Young doesn't develop characters the way he has on his thoughtful recent albums. One exception is a song called Flags of Freedom, which sketches a teenage girl at a soldier's farewell parade. She's listening to Bob Dylan's Chimes of Freedom on her headphones while watching her brother file past her, bound for Iraq.
Sister.
These are not the best songs Neil Young has ever written. They're harangues that sometimes go on a wee bit too long, and many of them rely on the sturdy, bell-ringing anthem chords he's overused since the 1980s. Still, everything on Living with War is purposeful, indignant and alive with spirit. How come it took a 60-year-old Canadian to deliver rock and roll's most passionate commentary on this war?
The CD is Living with War by Neil Young. Our reviewer is Tom Moon. And you can find more music from Neil Young's new album at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.